This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, March 5th. Okay, so what's going on? Well, our stocks are exhibiting relative strength. You just have to look at NVIDIA to see that. And a lot of the software stocks that were getting hit on the fear that AI would replace them are bouncing right back. It did help that Broadcom had very good earnings recently. And of course, NVIDIA's founder and CEO, Jensen Huang, also said that the theory that AI would take out the software industry was bogus. So we're in an oscillating market, okay? Now, oil prices went up, they pulled back, now they're up again today. There is no doubt that there is a problem with refined product in for China, India, the Middle East, Europe. Price of diesel's way up, price of jet fuel has skyrocketed. And obviously that messes up the whole travel industry, which is incredibly messed up right now. Some of the professional golfers that were in Dubai had to go to Oman and charter a plane to get to Hong Kong for a golf tournament. And things aren't moving because everybody's worried about missiles coming in. And unfortunately, one of the missiles hit the Dubai airport. So this is getting to be very interesting. Dubai is trying to stop influencers from showing what's going on because, you know, they have an image they want to maintain, and that image doesn't include missiles flying around, okay? Obviously, over 90% of the missiles and drones have been taken out by the security shields, but some are still getting through, and that's just most unfortunate. So, obviously, Iran will not have any Navy, any missiles, or any drones soon. They are being obliterated. The launches are dying down immensely. But that part of the world is really rattled because, for lack of a better word, they started to fire on some of their allies in the region, and everybody's really upset by it. So so that's impeding Congress. And, of course, we got to get the Strait of Hormuz open again. Otherwise, the world's going to run out of oil. This is really going to impede China. And it doesn't help Europe much. Now, fortunately, we are dominating the sale of LNG, natural gas, to Europe. Obviously, the U.S. exports a tremendous amount of refined product and that we can help people with. In the meantime, the prices of the pump are up here in America, but they're much, much worse if you go to, you know, Singapore, China, Middle East, India, Europe. That's where they're hurting much more from this. So let's hope the war is over soon. And then Iran can get new leadership, and we'll go from there. It's a little confusing if anybody's in charge. But we'll see. So the other comment I'd have is we've had very good news this week economically. We had a stunning ISM services report, just stunning. So that's going to cause upward GDP revisions. We had an incredible productivity report, so that's also good for GDP growth. So you won't see it in the first quarter, but you're definitely going to see it in the second quarter. And the main thing is we need the whole Northeast to warm up, the daffodils to pop, the tulips to pop out, everybody to cheer up, and then what we call the economic activity will perk up. But right now, traders are trying to make sure they don't have any inventory this weekend. And so that's causing some selling pressure as the weekend approaches. But I'm very, very encouraged with the relative strength of a lot of our stocks. And I'm also very encouraged this whole situation is going to be over soon. Now, on Navalier Market Buzz, we talked about how the second half of March is much better than the first half. So I do expect that we'll be rallying the second half of March. I've noticed the analyst revisions under our stocks are outstanding. Okay, that's very, very good. Also, Neil Kashari, the Minneapolis Fed president, tries to come off as a hawk, but he even admitted that we might have to 2 rate cuts. He wants to see the data, so we probably won't have a rate cut till May. But we are going to get a retail sales report tomorrow. That's going to be very important, as well as the payroll report. So I don't want you to worry about the oscillations. Earnings season's now over. It's time to oscillate. What was down is now up. Vice versa. If your stock went up 12%, it's probably going to get back at least 4%. So these oscillations are normal. So you buy our good A-rated stocks on dips. We should stay fully invested because the earnings environment's incredible. And the U.S., of course, is the oasis for the world. You see that in the strength of the dollar. Obviously, our energy prices are much lower here than they are elsewhere. So we're going to get through this, folks. So don't worry about all the disruptions. Obviously, it's important to get the Strait of Hormuz open. It's important to make sure that whoever's firing the missiles and drones stops firing them. And then we'll get back to normal, okay? So try not to worry. Obviously, the press is going to make you worry. But I'm not worried, so you shouldn't be worried. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navelier.